Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an installment from my reading diary. So, what have I been reading lately? First up, Patricia MacKillop's The Bards of Bone Plain, published by Ace. I always enjoy Patricia MacKillop's fantasies since she has a wonderful ability to combine a well-plotted story with engaging characters and interesting philosophical ideas that will keep you mulling over the story for some time to come. In this case, a young bard and a princess are researching the past, a past which lives all around them. Anyone who loves reading about archaeology in the present world will enjoy reading how these characters come to realize that the past is, in fact, our present. Recommended with excellent reread value. Next, I mentioned in a previous diary that I had somehow missed reading Sherry Priest's Dreadnought, published by Tor. I finally remedied that lack. It's at this point I feel my review should switch over to all caps and exclamation points, many of them. This was a terrific read. Set in the same world as Boneshaker, it has a few overlapping characters. You don't need to have read Boneshaker to enjoy Dreadnought, but it will give you a few more aha moments. Miss Priest reveals a few more clues about the origin of the zombies and the impact of the actions of the characters introduced in Boneshaker. And I really don't want to spoil anything. Lastly, I just want to say how much the rhythm of Dreadnought reminded me of a train ride. The gradual, inevitable beginning, building up to a propulsive climax. Okay, well, none of my train rides have ended like this one. Recommended. I mentioned receiving Cameron Hurley's Infidel in a previous reader's diary. Hoo boy! I'm going to start right now by recommending that you read it. You should only pause first to read the previous book in the series, God's War. I think Infidel is a stronger book than God's War, but reading God's War first will give you a better idea of the background and history of the world and the characters in Infidel. This is the kind of muscular sci-fi writing that is often stated that women can't or don't do. Don't believe it. Ms. Hurley has written a terrific book filled with ideas and violence and a terrifically nuanced view of a world that has been at war with itself for generations. If you like your SF dark, then this is a series for you. Plus, you have to get up to speed for the third book in the series, Rapture, which is due in November. Lastly, I read George Mann's The Affinity Bridge, which is so different in pace and style from the previous two books that just recalling it after them makes my head swim. Different, but worthy. This is a Sherlockian steampunk mystery. It has terrific attention to detail, as our heroes, the detective pairing of Miss Veronica Hobbs and Sir Maurice Newberry, strive to solve why a clockwork automaton would deliberately crash an airship. And along the way, they discover a sinister plot to... Oops, I can't tell you. It's too spoilery. But trust me, if you like the steampunk, this is a quality outing. If you want to get a feeling for Mr. Mann's writing and the world of the Affinity Bridge, he has some free stories online. Recommend it. And look what just came in through the mail. Destroyer of Worlds, Kingdom of the Serpent, number 3 by Mark Chadburn, published by Pyre Books. This looks like the finale to the Kingdom of the Serpent saga. I also did a little online shopping to fill out my to-be-read pile, so expect my 2 cents on Pegasus by Robin McKinley, published by Putnam, and also Hide Me Among the Graves by Tim Powers, published by William Morrill. Just to recap, the books I mentioned today were Patricia MacKillop's The Bards of Bone Plain, published by Ace, Sherry Priest's Dreadnought, published by Tor, Cameron Hurley's Infidel, published by Nightshade Books, George Mann's The Affinity Bridge, published by Tor, Destroyer of Worlds, Kingdom of the Serpent, number 3, by Mark Chadburn, published by Pyre Books, Pegasus by Robin McKinley, published by Putnam, and Hide Me Among the Graves by Tim Powers, published by William Morrill. This has been Web Genie, letting you know what's on my reading list.